It is wonderful to be with you once again on this hot Sunday afternoon. I welcome you with all my heart. I love every one of you unequivocally, unconditionally, just the way you are. What do I mean when I say I love you just the way you are? When I look at you, I see Brahman. I see Krishna. I see God. Just the way you are. When you start to think about it, you spell it. For by thinking, you move energy. Energy moves in time and space is created. But if you stay centered just the way you are, then you are infinite intelligence. Absolute reality, just the way you are. But again, when you begin to think about yourself, you have to think about yourself in time and space. And time and space are the mind. The mind creates time and space. But if you stay centered just the way you are, there's no time and space. Think about this. The real nature is pure awareness. Infinite reality is your real nature. This is just the way you are, it's the way it is. But every time you allow your mind to think about anything I say or anything else, you spoil yourself. Because the thoughts have to be created in time and space. Time and space do not exist in reality. There's no time and space. Only in your thoughts. What I'm saying is you're creating the whole universe by the way you think. By the way you allow yourself to think, you're creating first of all time and space. Then you create the energy in which you have this world manifest itself. This world is nothing but energy. So the universe is nothing but energy. Energy comes from your mind. You. So what you have to do? You have to become still, that's all. Become still. Keep quiet. Shut up. Don't talk. And you're safe. You're home. But as soon as you begin to talk, as soon as you begin to reason, to think, to act, you're creating energy. The energy moves all around, creates things, creates the world, creates conditions. And time and space begins. Therefore, I see just the way you are, without time and space. This means I see all I see myself. Perfect. No mistakes. No past, no future. You're here now. Beautiful. You're centered here now, this moment. And well as well. There are no problems. It's impossible to have a problem if you're not dealing with time and space. Try to follow me on this. The reason we have problems is because we create a vacuum called time and space in which the problems operate. But if the mind were quiescent, if the mind was still and peaceful, and didn't think any thoughts at all, it would be virtually impossible to have a problem. Can't you see that? It would be virtually impossible to have any kind of a problem. The problem has to be created. And who created you? Who else? In other words, what you observe with your eyes, what you hear with your ears, what you touch with your mouth, what you smell with your nose, it's your own creation. If you have given birth to these things, then they exist of their own volition. Nothing exists. Nothing. This is why things are always changing, changing, changing in the universe. Everything is moving, everything is in a state of flux. The reason everything is in a state of flux is because you keep using your mind and you keep thinking, 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 that creates. Collectively, people are creating the whole universe in which they live. This whole world is a creation of your mind, collectively. If you don't like what you've created, stop thinking about it. It's virtually impossible for you to be heard without a real problem. Because all of these things I'm talking about is in consciousness. Consciousness accommodates your mind, your thoughts, your ideas, the energy, the feelings, the emotions. All accommodated in consciousness. Consciousness is in reality. Everything else is an illusion. Consciousness is Brahman, absolute reality, Nirvana, Satchitananda. They're all synonymous. They're all the same. If you give them different names. You call thing one thing Satchitananda, you call something else Brahman, you call something else Shiva, you call something else God, but they're all one. The separation you see is in time and space. But again, if we remove time and space, we'll only see one. And that'll be the self, which is you. You are that self. If you remove time and space from your thinking, where would there be room for Shiva and Krishna and the self and God and experiences in the world? There would be no time and space for this. So nothing would exist. And then you can see what happens to you when you become enlightened. I hate to use the word enlightened. When you wake up, the only thing that happens when you achieve liberation is you become yourself, that's all. You're able to see yourself for reality. The world cannot fool you any longer. You see the entire reality as yourself. You are that. That's what happens. But again, when you allow yourself to think, when you allow yourself to worry, then fear comes in. Then you create conditions. But you don't have to tell you that it's impossible to create any condition that can hurt you. It's all a dream that you create. It's an illusion. There's nothing in this universe that can hurt you. Nothing. Or cause you problems or pain. You are free. Totally free here and now. Feel this freedom. Feel consciousness. It's wonderful when you think about it. You no longer need to worry about anything. You no longer need to concern yourself about anything. Everything is unfolding as it should. Everything is taking place the way it should. which would appear to be has nothing to do with it. You have nothing to do with your reality. Your reality takes care of itself. Think about this. And she was hysterical. She was screaming and hollering over the phone. Suddenly I calmed her down. I asked her, what happened? What happened? And she said she had just lost a diamond necklace that had been given 15 years ago. And she has to find it, she's going to go mad and the nerves break down. I expect her when I met in the jewelry fine business. But when she was looking around hard, she was ready to see the biggest jewel ever lived. She was see herself. Go within, I told her. The jewel of eternity rests in your heart center, on the left side of the chest. So the jewel is so bright and shining, there's no soul in contact with it. It makes the necklace that you lost look like pebbles. So you have total freedom and happiness and peace. She had permission to resume. And so it becomes still. Stop whining and crying and feeling sorry for yourself. It doesn't matter if you lose any jewels or what you lose, it's nothing compared with what you are, what you are doing. Try within yourself. Look for the jewels in yourself. The jewel of discrimination. Search within yourself and find it. Then you'll be totally happy. You'll be in total peace and happiness and joy. So again, when you find this jewel, you'll awaken. And you'll feel peace and happiness that you can never understand now. You won't care about this jewel once and for all, what you lost. You forget about it. Won't you hang up on me? She called me this morning about 5 o'clock in the morning. And she told me she found the jewel. She was going to the bathroom behind the toilet. So I said, are you happy now? She said, no. She admitted to me that she becomes unhappy with anything. It doesn't take much to make her unhappy. But what she did when she hung up the phone, she sat down, tried to become still and peaceful and fell asleep in this. When she woke up, she found the jewel that she was missing. Let's look at our lives. What do you think is missing from our lives? Nothing. Nothing missing from your life. Nothing at all. Why do you weep? Why do you become upset? If you only knew who you were, if we only realize we really are. Things can make you realize this. Things, people, places. Can only make you realize who you are. Only by turning within. Becoming still. Keeping quiet. I know we're allowed to talk a lot. And this is the thing, we don't talk when we express ourselves correctly. People look down on us, below us. Just when we fall in the truth, from the truth. If you want to go within and find yourself, or intend to find yourself, when does the sense that happened to you? Things that are unimaginable now. You need nothing. You need no one. You need to become everything and everyone. Be still. Everything works to get itself. It happens that way. If you become still, you're over nothing. Do not look for people, places, and things that make you happy. Happiness is the birthright. You're very happy. You don't know it. As well. How can it be other than that? When you feel there's something wrong in your life, not trying to correct it externally. For trying to correct your life externally, it's like cutting out a tumor of your arm and it goes back in the other arm. And then you cut a tumor of your arm and it goes back in the leg. But if you go to the source, then you're free. So when you believe you have a problem in your life, go to the source. Go directly to the source. Dive within. The answer is within. Everything you're looking for is within. Everything. And whatever happens in your life, just observe it. Watch it, look at it. Have no reactions for or against. Never react to what you see. This is foolishness. First of all, didn't you create yourself? Where else would it come from? Did it come from the air? We're in boundless space. That's completely neutral. It doesn't send bad luck to us or bad things to happen to us. And you use the creative energy to create your life. By the way you allow yourself to think, to feel, to be. And there's nothing for you to change bad for good. There's no bad to change. I'm there, so look at the desolate things going on in this world. Man's imagining the man thing that happened all over, that seemed bad. But they seem bad. It's all a cleansing effect of yours. It's going to appear to be bad, but they're not bad. It's all necessary. Everything is necessary. No matter how it sounds, it's all necessary. Whatever happens is necessary. What did you guys do with those things? Nothing. You have something nothing to do with good and bad. You have blind good and bad. Blind right and wrong. Blind up and down. Good and bad, up and down, right and wrong, all come from your mind. If you want to keep still, keep quiet. Nothing will have a chance to take place in your mind. And be free all the time. When you differentiate, you say, well, I have this and that. You say, I wish my life could be this way instead of that way. You're making a big mistake. We have no life to grow this way and that way. Look at you, this life. Where did it come from? Let's fall for this dream. Awaken. Be free. Everybody happily. Any questions I'd like to ask?
What happens when you're not in your mind, but you have physical pain? How can you be happy?
When you have physical pain, you're out of your mind. Pardon? When you have physical pain, you're out of your mind. And the mind feels the pain. If you don't have a mind, you don't feel the pain. The mind feels the pain. Where does the pain come from? The body itself is a piece of flesh. There's no power. If your mind was removed from the body, it'd be a hump of flesh. It's a just a piece of flesh, a lump of flesh. But the mind feels. So the mind feels the pain. Consequently, the extent that you can control the mind, the extent will not have any pain. So change your mind and pain will leave.
Well, I mean, like if you put your hand on the hot stove, you wouldn't feel the pain?
I feel the pain for a moment, sure. And if you're sitting on fire, I feel the pain too. The body again cannot feel pain. The body is totally helpless. It needs a little help from its friends, the mind. So when you feel pain, go into it. Dive into it. Feel it. Really feel it with your mind. In other words, when you really jump into it, your mind is saying, who feels this pain? Who does it come from? Who's feeling this pain? Become fully aware of it. And when you become aware of it, it'll go away. When you become absolutely and totally aware of it, so remember, the body without the mind cannot show anything at all. The mind animates the body, and the mind feels everything. Just by understanding this, by thinking about this, it will help you.
Saying
that with all the pain, and it did help me. It took away a lot of the
power of pain.
Thank you for sharing it. Everyone is different. There are not two people that are alike. So everyone feels pain differently. You know yourself, one person can catch a cold, anything like pneumonia, you know, all kind of shots, all kind of pills. Another person catches the same kind of cold, they just have it for a while, they don't even accept it, they just flick it, and for a couple of days it goes away. Everybody's so different. But the inquiry is, when does the pain come? And so where the pain is, and so where it came from. And the inquiry is, when does this pain come? Why is this pain? And I know this is difficult to accept when you're in pain. Because when you're in pain, no matter what I say to you, you might help. And the pain's not in your body. The pain can shatter at the moment. But don't look at the pain. See it for what it is. And know who you are. This will help a lot. Sleep. If you're sitting up, just keep still, so you have to do, just keep quiet. If thoughts come, just observe the thoughts. If they need to change them, stop them. If you manage to bottle down the thoughts, you can say to yourself, I am Brahman. If you like. I am Brahman, I am not his thoughts. If you fall asleep, it means that you're just doing nothing, you're just staying still. So it's good if you fall asleep, that helps. There's nothing wrong with falling asleep. Fall asleep all you like. You're not asleep now. You don't pay too much attention to these things. I fall asleep, I'm in pain, I'm in this and in that. Who's doing all these things? Who's having all these problems? not to with the ego. The ego has all these problems, not you. So you get away from the ego and you'll be okay. So you understand you're not the ego. You know, the person for the law, you're beyond all these things. Always look in reality. Not getting rid of the pain. And trying to keep away from falling asleep. Those things are effects. You're not dealing with those things at all. Find yourself. Always look to yourself. How can I suffer? How can I be in pain? How can I fall asleep? It's not you. Always go back to reality. Whatever happens, always go back to the reality. You don't deal with problems or things that happen to you as a human being does. And they just continue, and they'll stop, and they'll go away. When you keep searching for reality, reality will take care of anything for you. So get real.
There was a collective creation of the world, and when you said that the last step came back, and maybe some of it will still remain. I have a thought, I'm looking at the room, there's a room there, but it's my thought. And I have a thought, there's people in the room, but it's my thought. And then I may have a thought that someone said, Fred, you stupid asshole, of course there's a room here, can't you see? But it's again my thought. I may have a thought, there's a body here, but nobody can open a door and put a thought in, whatever it's there, that's my thought, there's nothing collectiveness about it. I have a thought that I'm talking to Robert, but apart from the thought, there is no Robert. There's just nothing but my thought. And that isn't true either. You know? And I come here, and I'm coming because I come out of a house late, and I'm driving like a madman at 80 miles an hour, and I come here, and see if there is something here. There's no more here than this there. You know, it's just my stupid mind. That's all it is. You know, it reminds me, I don't know if that song really existed, or if I just made up a title. It's called Be Still My Foolish Heart. Does it exist? Yeah. You know, I just sing. That's all.
Of course.
Apart from that, there is no Robert, and there is no me, and there is no good looking Ed, though he thinks there is. You know?
You're right.
There's nothing to do. There's no room, and there's no collectiveness.
You're right.
And you don't see it either. But mm-hmm. I think you are. I mean, the world is still real to me, but I know it isn't. I know I think that way, and I know. But there are no thoughts either. That isn't true either. There's no truth at all. That is a lie all the time.
Exactly, for you on the right track, keep it up.
I think I love you, and that's true, I think.
So you disappear altogether. With a normal Fred.
That's just an illusion. I believe it, but it isn't true. The things I believe aren't true.
I think they're true, I believe. That's good for that. Thank you for sharing that. Anyone else who wants you to share? Say? And say hold your peace.
Mm-hmm.